ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Text 27. No, you got Brahma Sanghita, just go backwards. You can just put page up for a few pages. Just hit page up. And then you... Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Oh, you're still on the Bhagavata. All right. Reading. You recording? Started recording? Reading from Sri Brahma Sanghita, chapter 5, which is the only portion of Brahma Sanghita which is extant, text 27 and 28. Although it's the only part of Brahma Sanghita which is extant, the prayers of Brahma therein constitute a summary of all the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. There's also much for Vedic cosmologists, those who want to know about the worlds beyond in detail. They can find out much from there. I'm going to read text 27-28, which that not part of Brahma's prayers, just before. This is about Lord Krishna imparting Gayatri mantra to Brahma. I'm speaking on this today because there was Brahminical initiation today. I'm going to speak a little on the topic of Karma Gayatri. It's a very highly exalted topic, and study of it can be quite technical also, as will be seen or heard. So this verse, Atta, which means then, so then Krishna. Atta Venu Nindadasya Tri Murti Mai Gatihi Spuranti Prabhiveshashu Mukhabjani Swayam Bhuvaha Gayatrin Gayatas Tasmad Adhigatya Sarojajaha Sanskritas Chadi Gurunad Dvijatam Agamat Tataha. Translation. Then Gayatri, mother of the Vedas. See, just in that statement, Gayatri, mother of the Vedas, you could spend at least a few hours talking about that. Then Gayatri, mother of the Vedas, being made manifest, i.e. imparted, by the divine sound of the flute of Sri Krishna, entered into the lotus mouth of Brahma, born from himself, through his 8 ear holes. The lotus-born Brahma, having received the Gayatri, sprung from the flute song of Sri Krishna, attained the status of the twice-born, having been initiated by the supreme primal preceptor, Godhead himself. You may remember seeing on the cover of the Brahma Sanghita, the picture of Krishna playing his flute, and it's indicated that sound enters the ears of Brahma and initiates him. So, Gayatri is manifested from the flute sound of Krishna and entered into the 8 ears of Brahma, who became initiated in that way and manifested from his mouth. This Gayatri, by the way, when we say Gayatri mantra, generally it's understood to refer to Brahma Gayatri, which is the well-known Om Bhur Bhuva Swatat Savita, etc. Chant. But it's not the only Gayatri mantra. Gayatri is a meter. A meter means a syllabic arrangement of words into a particular format. And so there are different meters. The most common one is Anustup, the most common and most simple. That comprises most of the verses of Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadhaman parityaja mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshaye shrami mahasrishi. So like this, there are various Sanskrit meters, of which Gayatri is one. There are certain rules for composing composing poetry in these meters, but Gayatri is not exactly composed. Gayatri is eternal, as will be. Yeah, so this Gayatri, that was mantra that was imparted to Brahma, was particularly the Kama Gayatri, was received from the sound of Krishna's flute. Now, Gayatri is the mother of the Vedas. Kama Gayatri, that's true of the Brahma Gayatri, and the Kama Gayatri gives the teachings which are the essence of the Vedas, but they are Videshu Durlabham. They're not ordinary found in the Vedas. The Kama, generally that's considered not to be a very good word for those who are trying to be transcendentally advanced. It's the great enemy of spiritual advancement. Krishna warns in Bhagavad Gita, and all transcendentalists, they know that what is it that we're trying to go up to Krishna, what's keeping us down is karma. But in this context, karma means the desire to serve Krishna, or that Krishna himself is all attractive, which means that everyone desires him. So it is the mantra that invokes the presence and memory and ultimately the service of Krishna, who inspires others to serve him. So the purport by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is the sound of Krishna's flute is the transcendental blissful sound. Hence the archetype of all Veda is present in it. In other words, all the Vedic knowledge is succinctly there in the Gayatri Mantra and from expanded from Gayatri Mantra. The Gayatri is Vedic rhythm. That means it's a Vedic meter. Chanda. Chanda is the common term or the Sanskrit term. It contains a brief meditation and prayer. Kama Gayatri is the highest of all the Gayatri. So I said there's Brahma Gayatri, there is Kama Gayatri, there are various other Gayatri mantras. Those who are initiated in Srila Prabhupada's line, we also chant what is called Guru Gayatri, Gaura Gayatri, and within the Gauriya Sampradaya, there are others also, Nityananda Gayatri, Advaita Gayatri, but one devotee who was initiated by Srila Prabhupada, he asked, why don't you give all those other mantras also? And Srila Prabhupada said, I just, what my guru gave me, I'm giving you. That's all. That was his answer. So the Gayatri is Vedic rhythm. Kama Gayatri is the highest of all the Gayatris because the meditation and prayer contained in it are full of the perfect transcendental sportive activities which are not to be found in any other Gayatri. In other words, this Kama Gayatri gives entrance into perfect transcendental sportive activities. It means the highest pastimes of Krishna, particularly his pastimes. This is discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. I'll get through to that. I won't go through the whole discussion. But there, Krishna is described as aprakrita madam, or the transcendental Cupid. So the name for Cupid is Kamadev, and in this Kama Gayatri, Krishna is, or we offer prayers, we offer our meditation to Kamadev. But this is, actually, it could be interpreted in a completely mundane way. For the mundane Kamadev, you'd really get in trouble if you did that. You'd get really infected by material desire. But by chanting this mantra with reference to the spiritual Kamadev, Krishna, Kamadev, who means who invokes desire. So just as the mundane Kamadev invokes mundane desires in the hearts of the conditioned soul, so the spiritual, all-attractive Krishna invokes spiritual desire to serve Him. Just as one is maddened by desire in material existence, so the perfection of spiritual existence is to be maddened by desire for Krishna. So this actually is the principal subject of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as maddened in love of Krishna, which is following in the footsteps of such Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees, those who are called ragatmika, that their whole being is infused with whole, full, spontaneous attachment to Krishna. So we are to follow in the footsteps of such devotees. So the Gayatri mantra that is attained as the sequel of the 18-lettered mantra is Kama Gayatri, which runs thus. Here the mantra is written and stated but we don't, it's written here, but we don't, at least I was told by Srila Prabhupada not to say it to others. So it may be written, but I'm not going to say it. You can read it if you like. But even then, the mantra, anyone can read it, but it doesn't mean that you get it. It has to be imparted by a guru to... anyway, the mantra, I'll read it without the Kama Bij, which is the first sound. I'll read the rest of it. Kama Devaya Vidmahe Pushpabhanaya Dhimahi Tanno Nanga Prachodayat. So it follows the same format as the Brahma Gayatri. Vidmahe, I know that person. Dhimahi, I meditate upon. Prachodayat, who enthuses us or gives us knowledge or realization. In the Brahma Gayatri, that's generally considered to be a meditation upon the sun god. This is a meditation upon the Kama Dev, the spiritual inciter of all desire. So in this Gayatri, the realization of the transcendental pastimes of Sri Gopijana Vallabha, who is invoked in the mantra which we chant before this, Krishnaya Govindaya Gopijana Vallabhaya. The realization of the transcendental pastimes of Sri Gopijana Vallabha after perfect meditation and the prayer for the attainment of the transcendental God of love are indicated. In the spiritual world, there is no better mode of endeavor for securing the super excellent rasa bidyud love. As soon as that Gayatri entered into the ear holes of Brahma, he became twice born and began to chant the Gayatri. Whoever has received the same Gayatri in reality has attained his spiritual rebirth. The status of a twice born that is obtained in accordance with one's worldly nature and lineage by the fettered souls in this mundane world is far inferior to that of the twice born who obtains admission into the transcendental world, because the initiation or acquisition of transcendental birth as a result of spiritual initiation is the highest of glories, inasmuch as the jiva is thereby enabled to attain to the transcendental realm. In other words, someone may be born in a family of dvijas, may be born as the son of a brahmana or a kshatriya or a vaishya, and be initiated according to the family tradition, religious tradition, into the chanting of the Brahma Gayatri mantra. But that is not on the same level as getting spiritual initiation into the chanting of the Gayatri mantra for elevation to the spiritual world. That mantra, which is received in terms of one's family status, if it is conceived of primarily in terms of family status, then that mantra may elevate one, but not to the spiritual position. It becomes a mundane recitation. So there's a very great difference between being initiated into the spiritual recitation of the Gayatri mantra and that of being simply born in the family of a brahmana, kshatriya, and vaishya, and having the what is called the Upanayanam ceremony and chanting the Gayatri mantra. Nowadays, only in Brahmin families does this function go on, and in very few also. But some of those Brahmin families that do it, if they're Vaishnav, specifically Vaishnav Brahmin families, then the transcendental idea may be there also. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he introduced the initiating with these Gayatri mantras and other Pancharatrik mantras. People who are not born in such families, and he would initiate people who are born in Brahmin families and give them again Brahma Gayatri and other mantras, considering the previous initiation to have no spiritual worth. Now, regarding this Kama Gayatri, statement. Oh, I also need to get. Come here. Bhurijan Prabhu recorded in his excellent and very instructional book at these verses. My glorious master, some anecdotes of his remembrances of his personal interactions with his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. He, in one anecdote which he recorded, Srila Prabhupada was speaking, and Prabhupada then mentioned how Brahma had first heard Gayatri directly from Krishna. He again questioned the devotees. So in the course of his talk, Srila Prabhupada is questioning the devotees. Which Gayatri mantra did Krishna bestow on Brahma? No one answered. The devotees were supposed to know. By this time, Srila Prabhupada had given the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So devotees were supposed to have read that and known this. No one answered, and then Bhurijan Prabhu said, I called out Kama Gayatri. Prabhupada nodded in approval and replied, you may utter it. Then I became confused and recited the Brahma Gayatri by mistake. Prabhupada shook his head. Before it said, Prabhupada nodded in approval, and Prabhupada shook his head. Sounds like disapproval. All right. Now I'll read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, talks between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai, Madhya Leela, Chapter 8. Next month I'm planning to go to Kovur on the banks of the Godavari where this meeting took place. I'd like to read through this chapter at that time with whoever may be there. I went there once before, a long time ago. Were you there? Yeah, we went there. We read also at that time. So, yeah, I'll read this. Text 138 of that conversation. Brindabane aprakrita nobin madon kama gayatri kama bije jara upason. In the spiritual realm of Vrindavan, Krishna is the spiritual ever-fresh Cupid. He is worshipped by the chanting of the Kama Gayatri mantra with the spiritual seed cleam. See, this talk was going on between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when such statements are there, Kama Gayatri, Kama BJ, Jara Upasa, it's understood. It doesn't... People who are raised in this culture, they understand what these things mean. The mantra, bij, so many things. That will be... So Srila Prabhupada's purport. Vrindavan is described in the Brahma Sanghita in this way. Oh, there's a little mistake there in the reference. I'm just going to make a note and send a... When I get round to it, I'll send a note to Dravida Prabhu to get the... The reference is incomplete. Maybe it's correct in the next version. 138. Okay, so the verse Shriya Kanta Kananta Paramapurusha Kalpataravo Druma Bhumish Chintamani Ganamai Tayam Amritam Kata Ganang Natam Gamanamapi Vangshi Priyasaki Chidanandang Jyotif Paramatpi Tad Asvadyamapicha Sayatra Kshirabhi Sravati Surabhi Bhyascha Sumahan Nimesh adhya kyo va vrajatina hi yatrapi samayaha. Bhaje shveta dvipam tamaham iha goloka golokam itiyam. Vidantaste santakshiti virala chara katipiye. The spiritual realm of Vrindavan is always spiritual. The goddess of fortune and the gopis are always present there. They are Krishna's beloveds, and all of them are as spiritual as Krishna. In Vrindavan, Krishna is the Supreme Person and is the husband of all the gopis and the goddess of fortune. The trees in Vrindavan are wish-fulfilling trees. The land is made of touchstone, and the water is nectar. Words are musical vibrations, and all movements are dancing. The flute is the Lord's constant companion. The planet Golok Vrindavan is self-luminous like the sun and full of spiritual bliss. The perfection of life lies in tasting that spiritual existence. Therefore, everyone should cultivate its knowledge. In Vrindavan, spiritual cows are always supplying spiritual milk. Not a single moment is wasted there. In other words, there is no past, present, or future. Not a single particle of time is wasted. Within this material universe, the devotees worship that transcendental abode as Golok Vrindavan. Lord Brahma himself said, "Let me worship that spiritual land where Krishna is present." This transcendental Vrindavan is not appreciated by those who are not devotees or self-realized souls, because this Vrindavan Dham is all spiritual. The pastimes of the Lord there are also spiritual, none are material. According to a prayer by Srila Narottam Das, Ar kobe nitai chande karuna hoibe shongshara bashanam or kobe tuccha hobe. When will Lord Nityananda have mercy upon me so that I can realize the uselessness of material pleasure? Bishoy charya kobe shuddha hobe mon kobe hama herebo Sri Vrindavan. When will my mind be cleansed of all material dirt, so that I will be able to feel the presence of spiritual Vrindavana? Rupa raghunatha pade hoibe akuti kabe ham bujbo she jugal puriti. When will I be attracted to the instructions of the Goswamis, so that I will be able to understand what is Radha and Krishna and what is Vrindavan? These verses indicate that first one has to be purified of all material desires and all attraction for fruitive activity and speculative knowledge if one wishes to understand Vrindavan. In reference to the words, aprakrita nobin modon, aprakrita refers to that which is the very opposite of the material conception. The Mayavadis consider this to be zero or impersonal, but that is not the case. Everything in the material world is dull, but in the spiritual world everything is alive. The desire for enjoyment is present both in Krishna and in his parts and parcels, the living entities. In the spiritual world, such desires are also spiritual. No one should mistakenly consider such desires to be material. In the material world, if one is sexually inclined and enjoys sex life, he enjoys something temporary. His enjoyment vanishes after a few minutes. However, in the spiritual world, the same enjoyment may be there, but it never vanishes. It is continuously enjoyed. In the spiritual world, such sex pleasure appears to the enjoyer to be more and more relishable with each new feature. Yeah, that in a nutshell is Kamadev is the inciter, the exciter of spiritual sex pleasure, which in our mundane conception sounds to us very strange, but that's because we are very strange. But that is what the Karma Gayatri Mantra leads to, the realization of actual sex pleasure. Karma means sex pleasure in the mundane sphere. And ultimately, that is Krishna, is the supreme enjoyer. We are to be enjoyed by Krishna. In the spiritual world, such sex pleasure appears to the enjoyer to be more and more relishable with each new feature. In the material world, however, sex enjoyment becomes distasteful after a few minutes only, and it is never permanent. Because Krishna appears very much sexually inclined, he is called the new Cupid in the spiritual world. There is no material inebriety in such desire, however. Gayantam trayate yasmad gayatri tvam tata smrita. One who chants the Gayatri mantra is gradually delivered from the material clutches. So that's one of the meanings of Gayatri, that by singing it, one is delivered from the material clutches. In other words, that which delivers one from material entanglement is called Gayatri. An explanation of the Gayatri mantra can be found in the Madhya Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 21, text 125. Kama Gayatri Mantra Roop, Hoi Krishna Sharup, Sharda Chobish Akha Tar Hoi, Shei Akha Chandra Hoi, Krishna Kari Udoi, Trijagat Koilo Kama Moi. This Kama Gayatri Mantra is just like a Vedic hymn, but it is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. There is no difference between the Kama Gayatri and Krishna. Both are composed of 24 and a half transcendental syllables. The mantra depicted in letters is also Krishna, and the mantra rises just like the moon. Regarding this, the very statement of 24 and a half transcendental syllables, and how this describes Krishna as being just like, or the mantra as being just like the moon. This is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and there are commentaries by Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur and Prabodhananda Saraswati, which in rather technical language explain what does that mean by 24 and a half syllables, and what does it mean that Krishna is described herein just like the moon. Now this is, in Vedic culture, this understanding the mantra, generally that is means that the guru will explain all this in reference to the language, the Sanskrit language, the different meanings of each syllable. So those explanations are given by Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur and Prabodhananda Saraswati in this way. How these words, with the Hare Krishna mantra, there are also explanations given, but the basic feeling is one of Krishna, please engage me in your service. But with mantra chanting, technical understanding should be there also, which is one reason why certain persons say that these mantras cannot be imparted to unqualified people. Well, no one will disagree they shouldn't be imparted to unqualified people, but they say the qualification is that one should be, or the major qualification is that one should be born in a Brahmana family. And in one sense, or they may justify that by saying that, well, you can't chant the mantra unless you understand Sanskrit, with all, not just the language, but with all the ramifications and the grammatical nuances, not grammatic, linguistic nuances. So that is true of chanting mantras. All the Upanishads, they're all Vedic mantras. So there's a lot of technical linguistic analysis of the Upanishads. Okay, I'll go on with this. The mantra depicted in letters, so there's also, with mantra, there's also a yantra, which is a depiction of the letters of the mantra arranged in a certain way. That's another whole great topic, mantras and yantras. The mantra depicted in letters is also Krishna, and the mantra rises just like the moon. Due to this, there is a perverted reflection of desire in human society and among all kinds of living entities. Because Krishna desires, the desire of Krishna is invoked, or Krishna as the desirer, Krishna as the inspiration or the fountainhead of all desire is invoked in this Karma Gayatri, because Krishna is full of all desire, as is explained here in Chaitanya Charitamrita. All living beings are full of desire. In this material world, there is a perverted reflection of desire. In the mantra, which I will say again without the Karma Bij, Karma Devaya Vidmahe Pushpavanaya Dhimhi Tanno Nangaf Prachodayat, Krishna is addressed here by three names: Kamadev, Pushpaban, and Ananga. These are all different names of who in English is called Cupid, although the idea of Cupid is, to most people, seems to be a rather quaint, outdated idea that there could be anyone such as Cupid. In Piccadilly Circus, in the center of London, there's a statue of Eros or Cupid with his bow, right in the center of London. I don't know why, someone must. Anyway, it's there. That idea is there in the Western culture, came probably via the Greeks. The goddess of, the god of love has bow and arrows. So Krishna is Kamadev, the god of love. Pushpaban, he has. He shoots arrows, flower arrows, which enter the heart and kill you by confusing you. But Krishna is the transcendental Kamadev. And Ananga. Ananga means he has no physical body. He was burned up by Lord Shiva. So then he became more dangerous because he goes everywhere and you can't see him. We're getting shot by him all the time, but we don't even notice he's there. Especially when there is contact between male and female, eye contact especially. Therefore, in Vedic culture, or in any culture, the men and women, only those who are allowed to, by relationship, they look at each other. That's true. Otherwise, the Kamadev has entry, is allowed entry, and enters there, if there is, through the eye contact of man and woman. So, continuing the purport. Kamadev is Madan Mohan, the deity who establishes our relationship with Krishna. Pushpaban, he who carries an arrow made of flowers, is Govinda, the personality of Godhead who accepts our devotional service. And Ananga is Gopijana Vallabha, who satisfies all the gopis and is the ultimate goal of life. So we see here the connection. Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayoja. All of these verses and purports, they can be unpacked or explained more and more and more in so many ways. They in a synopsis, succinctly, there's so much is described here. This Karma Gayatri, again, Karma Devaya Vidmahe Pushpabhanaya Dhimahi Tanno Nanga Prachodayat, simply does not belong to this material world. When one is advanced in spiritual understanding, he can worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead with his spiritually purified senses and fulfill the desires of the Lord. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mang namaskuru mame vaishasi satyang te pratijane priyosime. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, always think of me and become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Then again, in this purport is quoted from Brahma Sanghita, those verses which I already read. About Brahma being initiated by the flute sound of Krishna, and Srila Prabhupada further comments. Anyway, I'll read it again. There's something wrong here again with the references. Atha venu nindadasya
trai murti mai gatihi puranti praviveshashu mukhap jani swayambhuvaha gayatrin gayatas tasmad adhigatya saroja jaha sanskritash chadi guruna dvijatam agamattataha chaya prabuddhotha vidhir vijnata tatvasagaraha tushtava veda sarena shrutrenanena keshavam. Yeah, these are all verses in the Anustup meter.
Then Gayatri, mother of the Vedas, having been manifested by the divine sound of Sri Krishna's flute, entered the lotus mouth of Brahma, the self-born, through his 8 ear holes. Thus the lotus-born Brahma received the Gayatri Mantra, which had sprung from the song of Sri Krishna's flute. In this way he attained twice-born status, having been initiated by the supreme primal preceptor Godhead himself. Enlightened by the recollection of that Gayatri, which embodies the 3 Vedas, Brahma became acquainted with the expanse of the ocean of truth. Then he worshipped Krishna, the essence of all the Vedas, with a hymn. And then in the Brahma Sanghita begins the Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu, famous prayers of Brahma. So this Srila Prabhupada completes this purport by stating the vibration of Krishna's flute is the origin of the Vedic hymns. Lord Brahma, who is seated on a lotus flower, heard the sound vibration of Krishna's flute and was thereby initiated by the Gayatri Mantra. So I didn't state the Karma Bij while reading out those mantras. It is Kleem. In the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada explains that the word Kleem is the transcendental seed of love of God. The word Kleem, added to the Gayatri Mantra, is explained in the Brahma Sanghita as the transcendental seed of love of Godhead, or the seed of the Karma Gayatri. The object is Krishna, who is the evergreen Cupid, and by utterance of Kleem Mantra, Krishna is worshipped. From Jaiva Dharma, quoting conversation, the Goswami says, the Srishti Khanda of the Padma Purana states that Veda Mata, Gayatri, Devi, the mother of the Vedas, was born in Vraja as a gopi and attained the association of Krishna, at which point she acquired the form of Karma Gayatri. So the Ombur Bhuva Brahma Gayatri Mantra, later in her, she's known as Veda Mata, the mother of the Vedas. So she was born as a gopi in Vrindavan, and then she acquired the form of Karma Gayatri. So the Om Bhur Bhuva Mantra, which is chanted generally by people in mundane consciousness with the desire for elevation, being inspired by the sun god, or as the Vaishnavas understand, by Vishnu as the predominating deity of the sun. They pray to be inspired with the knowledge of the Vedas, but most of them, their understanding is Trigunya Vishaya. They take the Vedas to be a subject of the material world, going far beyond that. The full understanding of the Vedas is to understand Krishna as the supreme enjoyer and the supreme, or the only actual object of our desire. We are to be enjoyed by Krishna, but we also have desire. So our desire should be to serve Krishna. We also desire to be happy. So that happiness is in service to Krishna, seeing Krishna, touching Krishna, tasting Krishna, smelling Krishna, feeling. All desires are fulfilled perfectly in Krishna, which is manifest in the Karma Gayatri Mantra. So, in this conversation, in Jaiva Dharma, Vijay says, yet is it not true that Karma Gayatri is anadi, beginningless? So it's stated that Gayatri took birth as a gopi in Vrindavan and then attained the form of Karma Gayatri. And then the question comes, well, isn't Karma Gayatri beginningless, eternal? Goswami, Karma Gayatri is certainly anadi. However, within the material universe, there is a time when she first manifested as Veda Mata Gayatri Devi. Later in her Leela, inspired by the good fortune of the many Upanishads, she performed sadhana on the strength of which she took birth in Raja, along with Gopal Upanishad, that's Gopala Tapani. As Karma Gayatri, she is eternal. Simultaneously, she is eternally existent as Gayatri Devi in a separate but eternal identity. All right, reading again from from teachings of Lord Chaitanya. No, and this is my comment which I made, leading into even without recitation of Karma Gayatri, the chanting of Hare Krishna is sufficient to elevate one to the highest spiritual platform. So Karma Gayatri is chanted to help awaken spiritual desires to serve Krishna, particularly in his form as the all-enchanting Cupid, who is most attractive to the gopis of Vrindavan. Now I'm going to read from teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Krishna is worshipped by the Gayatri Mantra, and the specific mantra by which he is worshipped is called Karma Gayatri. Vedic literatures explain that sound vibration, which can elevate one from mental concoction, is called Gayatri. The Karma Gayatri Mantra is composed of 24 and a half syllables thus. Karma Beej, followed by Karma Devaya Vidmahe Pushpabhanaya Dhimahi Tanno Nangaf Prachodayat. This Karma Gayatri is received from the spiritual master when the disciple is advanced in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In other words, this Karma Gayatri mantra and sanskar, or reformation of a perfect brahmana, are offered by the spiritual master when he sees that his disciple is advanced in spiritual knowledge. Even then, the Karma Gayatri is not uttered under certain circumstances. In any case, the chanting of Hare Krishna is sufficient to elevate one to the highest spiritual platform. Hare Krishna. So, just a few points about Karma Gayatri on the occasion of several devotees being initiated with that mantra, Hare Krishna. I'll finish there. There's much more that can be said about this, and much could be discussed about this.